A silence kept in order to hide the truth is a lie. By that maxim, there are plenty of liars among prominent Democrats who knew that the damning Trump-Russia collusion narrative was all a hoax. But they chose to remain mum, preferring instead to watch contentedly as an American president was vilified nonstop by a media-driven orgy of lies. It consumed the nation for years and inflicted untold harm. None of them had the decency to volunteer the truth. This is one of the key findings in the 306-page Durham report that the special counsel filled to the brim with documented acts of deviousness and dishonesty and malice by high officials in government whom we are supposed to trust, but should not. In July of 2016, CIA Director John Brennan rushed to the White House to brief then-President Barack Obama and Joe Biden, our current president, about alarming new evidence uncovered by American intelligence. The agency had obtained reliable information that, quote, Hillary Clinton had approved a campaign plan to stir up a scandal against Donald Trump by tying him to Vladimir Putin and the Russians. You'll find that on page 81 of the Durham report. Well, it was an outrageous and wholly invented accusation, unsupported by anything except Hillary's craven imagination. Her shrewd goal was to frame her opponent for unidentified crimes that he never committed, and thereby damage or sink his candidacy. As Durham noted, the despicable smear had the dual benefit of distracting from her own nagging email scandal that was dragging her down in poll numbers. Given its potency, the Clinton canard ranks as the dirtiest trick ever perpetrated in American politics. Barack Obama and Joe Biden knew all about Hillary's treachery, and so did others in their orbit who were secretly briefed. Those include Attorney General Loretta Lynch, Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, and FBI Director James Comey. This is corroborated, by the way, in Brennan's handwritten notes. For the next 3 years, all of them remained silent about the CIA's findings. Collectively, they concealed the truth of Trump's innocence as he was hounded by the constant condemnation of conspiring with Moscow, even though he did no such thing. On almost a daily basis, the media pronounced him guilty in the court of public opinion. Brennan and Clapper took to the airwaves and dishonestly denounced Trump as a Russian asset, hiding what they knew. At the outset of the hoax, Hillary's devoted coterie of disciples plotted to spread the lie. They secretly paid a sleazy ex-foreign spy, Christopher Steele, to obtain Russian disinformation about Donald Trump and compose his phony dossier. They then leaked it to journalists, who promptly insisted it was all true, without ever bothering to verify or corroborate its contents. News organizations even published the full collection of lies in the dossier that was covertly bankrolled by Clinton's campaign and the Democratic National Committee. The shameless media was emboldened by the unscrupulous maneuvers of James Comey and his confederates. Deputy Director Andrew McCabe and Senior Counterintelligence Agent Peter Strzok launched a dogged investigation of Trump. It commenced literally days after the FBI director learned of Hillary's fraudulent machinations. The Bureau had no basis whatsoever to open the probe because agents lacked, quote, any actual evidence of collusion and traduced their own strict guidelines, according to Durham. Those in charge broke every rule in the book. In a brazen reversal of standards, they willingly exploited the Clinton lie as a pretext to persecute Trump with salacious and specious slurs. Their lawless actions were inflamed by their, quote, prejudice against him and their pronounced hostile feelings, the report explained. The vainglorious James Comey, who refused to cooperate, by the way, with the Durham investigation, now publicly claims to be suffering near total amnesia. It's a curious affliction, since the special counsel's report reveals that he demanded and received daily briefings. Whenever agents working the case had the temerity to complain that there's no real evidence here implicating Trump in any wrongdoing, James Comey stuck wads of cotton in his ears. He pushed a relentless witch hunt in a maniacal quest to destroy the man he loathed so obsessively. The same FBI bias that worked against Trump worked in favor of Clinton. Comey commandeered authority he did not have to absolve her of the crime she clearly committed in mishandling classified emails and destroying evidence under subpoena. He refused to pursue investigations of Hillary, despite compelling evidence that she misused her charitable foundation for self-enrichment in ways that are eerily similar to the notorious Biden family influence peddling schemes. Tens of millions of Russian dollars landed in Clinton's nonprofit, which she treated as her personal piggy bank. With Comey at the helm, four ongoing probes into likely criminal activity magically vanished. Trump didn't collude with Russia, but it appears his opponent did and got away with it. Durham minced no words in describing the FBI's double standard and the dual system of justice it produced. Hillary received the courtesy of a defensive briefing about corrupt foreign actors, but Donald Trump did not. The FBI rejected a surveillance warrant on Clinton from the secret FISA court while seeking four successive spy warrants involving Trump's campaign. To secure those intrusions, exculpatory evidence was withheld. Supporting documents were altered. Comey deceived the judges by vouching for the credibility of the bogus dossier that his agency had already debunked. He represented to the court that Steele was a reliable source when he knew that the shady spook was not. Indeed, Steele was fired by the FBI as a paid confidential informant because he repeatedly lied to the FBI. This vital fact was deliberately concealed from the court. The irony embedded in the great collusion con is fully exposed in the Durham report. Instead of conspiring with Putin in the bowels of the Kremlin, Trump became the victim of Clinton-induced Russian disinformation that helped fuel the fabricated dossier. Hillary's cronies supplied much of the deceit in Steele's work of fiction, but so did Moscow. From the moment he took office, the Republican president was saddled with multiple investigations by the FBI, by Congress, and a special counsel. Demands for his indictment and impeachment reverberated through the halls of Capitol Hill, in newsrooms all across America, on television airwaves, and on social media websites everywhere. All the while, those who knew the truth remained conspicuously quiet. The special counsel's well-documented report lifts the veil on the cesspool of corruption that has infected the FBI for far too long. Beyond Clinton, There are many villains in this sordid story, but none so contemptible as Barack Obama, Joe Biden, John Brennan, James Clapper, and of course, James Comey. They knew it was all a cunning lie, but they kept silent to hide the truth. They watched as a spasm of false allegations tore the nation apart. Such silence speaks volumes about their absence of character and integrity. They were more than willing to fan the flames of political divisiveness in America. That is not leadership, it is cowardice. And that's The Brief. I'm Greg Jarrett. Thanks for listening.